So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Halakeh Perish Shavik Mechaveira Mefriach Bech Rishaina. If a person bought the newborn hatchlings of someone's dove cut for the duration of 1 year, the buyer must leave the parental doves and also their first pair of the der sheni, the second generation, to the seller because, as Rashbam explains, zuhukim ha-shevich. This is to ensure the continuity of the dove cut and that the mitztavsa avrasa vazuga deshavkinla. The mother dove will remain in the dove cut because she has two kinds of companionship, her children and her mate. However, if the buyer would take all the offspring, the mother dove might abandon the dovecot which the seller is entitled to retain, as the dovecot was not sold. The Braisa adds, Brecha Rishayna Bishniya, aside from the pair of the Der Sheni, the seller also retains their offspring, the first pair of the Der Shlishi, the third generation, because the Mitztavsa Avarasa Vazuga Deshavkinla. The second generation mother will remain to enjoy her two kinds of companionship, her children and her mate. And although the second generation mother also has a second companion, her own mother, she will not remain for the companionship of her mother and maid alone because ima avarasa mitztavsa brata aima le mitztavsa. A mother is completely attached to her daughter, but a daughter is not completely attached to her mother. The Rashbam adds that although the der shlishi mother does not have the companionship of her own children, she would still remain in the shayfich because the ikur gimel chaburis. She has three kinds of companionship, her maid, her mother, and her grandmother. The Mishnah continues, Peiris keveris netel gimel nechilim umesaris. If a person bought the newborn bees of someone's beehive for 1 year, the buyer receives only three batches of bees because people generally only produce three batches because the later batches are inferior. After that, the seller causes the bees to stop producing more bees so that instead they should produce honey. And he may do so because, as Rashbam explains, hadvash al meichuhu, the seller owns the rights to the honey which he did not sell. Therefore, as the Gemara explains, misarsin bechardel, he feeds the bees mustard, and mitech shapi and chad chayzes v'eichlas as daibshan. From the sharp taste of the mustard, the bees consume their supply of honey, and then mitech sviyusan betelus mepir v'rivi v'eises devash. When the bees become satiated, they no longer produce bees, and instead produce honey. Birchin offers another explanation to the Mishnah. Neitol shloshin nechilin besiris. The buyer receives every other batch, in that he receives the first, third, and fifth batch, while the seller retains all the others. So that both the meicher and the lekech have from the superior and inferior bees. The Mishnah continues, Chalas devash manich beis chalas. If a person bought only the honeycombs of someone's beehive, but not the bees, the seller retains two honeycombs to sustain his bees during the winter months when they don't produce honey. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding devash bekeveres, honey inside a beehive. Is the honey considered an eichel, food for human consumption, and it can become tummy? Or, it is not considered an eichel, and it cannot become tummy? Something that is not an eichel, a mashko, or a kli, a utensil, or adam, a person, cannot become tummy. Rav Kahana says, Dvash b'kiferis in the yitzim de meichel oilam. Honey inside a beehive is always considered an eichel, and loy b'yib b'machshaba. The honey becomes tummy even if the owner did not have a specific intention to eat it. And as Rashbam adds, the honey loses its status of oichel and does not become tummy only if the owner has specific intention to feed the honey to his bees. The Gemara asks from a braisa, dvash bekeveris ainu lo oichel v'lo mashke. Honey inside a beehive is neither an oichel nor a mashke and therefore cannot become tummy. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, the braisa refers to the two honeycombs that are left to the seller. These are because they're designated for the bees to eat during the winter. Rav Huna refers to the other honeycombs. These are because Rava says this actually machlik is Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim, and the braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds keveres devayim ariki karka filachisha v'lov in the mekabel's tuma b'mkayma. A beehive and the honey inside are considered land, and therefore even if the owner did have a specific intention to eat the honey inside the beehive cannot become tummy because karka cannot become tummy. While Rav Huna concurs with the Chachamim who hold keveres devayim enike karka umegebel's tumba b'mkayma. A beehive and the honey inside are not considered land and therefore can become tummy. The Gemara asks from a second braisa, devash hazav mekevartai eni lo eichel b'le mashke. Honey that flows from a beehive is neither an eichel nor a mashke and therefore cannot become tummy. According to Abaye, as before, the braisa refers to the shtei chalas, and therefore, though the honey was separated from the beehive, it does not become tummy because shegitzeu l'mechel devayim. However, according to Rava, even the Rebbe Eliezer, once the honey became separated from the beehive, it is no longer considered karka and it ought to become tummy. Therefore, we must say as follows. Either the Braisa refers to Kugan Shazava Gabikli Ma'os, the honey flowed onto a dirty and repulsive utensil, or Kugan Shazava Gabikashkash, and the honey flowed onto chips of wood from which it is difficult to be gathered, and therefore, as Rashbam explains, according to Rebbe Eliezer, Kivan de Betecha Keveris Lechashav Eichel, Vahashta Zava Gabikli Ma'os, Tarach Mashava. Since the honey inside the beehive initially did not have the status of Eichel, even when it became separated from the beehive, it still did not achieve the status of an Eichel, because it never became edible. However, according to the Chachamim, the Betecha Keveris Chashav Eichel Bekli Mois LeMevatel Shem Eichel Minei Ashi Posel Melecha LeKalav. Since the honey inside the beehive did have the status of Eichel, when it becomes separated from the beehive, it does not lose its status of Eichel, even though it becomes inedible for human consumption, unless it becomes inedible for animal consumption. The Gemara proceeds to ask from a third Braisa and resolves that question as well, and then concludes with a supporting Braisa. Tanya Kavosei Rav Kahana. The honey in a beehive can become tame and is considered an eichel even without specific designation. The Mishnah concludes, if a person bought someone's olive trees to chop down, the buyer must leave over the lower part of the tree with at least two branches so that the tree can rejuvenate. And the Braisa elaborates that different types of trees require various heights in order to rejuvenate. If a person bought a tree to chop down, the buyer leaves over one tefach near the ground and he chops down the rest. If it was a young sycamore tree, he leaves over three tefachim. If it was a grown sycamore tree, he leaves over only two tefachim. If it was reeds or a grapevine, he chops down the tree from above the first knot. But the kalm ubarazim, chayfu misharish, for as a palm or cedar tree, he chops down the entire tree because lafisha en gizan machlev, these trees do not rejuvenate. The Gemara concludes regarding erez, only one type does not rejuvenate, but the other types of erez do rejuvenate.